Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Common Sense with the Educated Redneck, the show about everything and nothing at all. Now please welcome the Educated Redneck himself, Mr. Dan Ellison.
Greetings! Another day, another Monday, another day on the road. Yes, out here traveling the highways, I am the master of the highway. Yes, it's been a long couple of months out on the highway working. We've shot our special for Jokers and Jesters, and now finishing up the tour that will run into December. So I'll be coming to you live from the highway. I'll be doing some other shows out there trying to spread the name. So if you're enjoying the show, share the show. Tell people to listen to the show. I was going to say watch, but I guess you could watch the screen. But we're here. We're here. We're going to discuss everything that you can imagine discussing. But I do want to say that if you've ever been out to the Pacific Northwest, it's beautiful country. It was much more beautiful until the homeless arrived and started spreading trash everywhere. Look, I don't care if you're homeless. I got it. People have rough times. I'm with you. But damn, pick up your trash. Just because you're homeless and out on your luck doesn't have to live like a pig. Got me? You don't. And quit throwing your damn trash everywhere because I'm getting sick of it. Look, folks, if you turn public opinion hard against you, you'll go back to where you were. You will go back to where you were. So I don't know what the solution to homelessness is. There's got to be a solution. A lot of these problems are created, whether you want to admit it, by building codes, your zoning laws, and your cities that won't allow small, sustainable housing to be built. You can only build mansions because they make more money on mansions. And see, they want to get the maximum tax dollar per property. So they say, well, you have to be this many square feet, and you have to be blah, blah, blah. All the stuff that makes something expensive. So you can't build anything cheap. And they built the building codes, and I get it. Look, I get you want safety. I get that. But would you rather have a home that's not 100% safety, and be warm and dry, or you want to be sleeping in a tent on the sidewalk? Because those are your options. You only have so many options. And if you're going to make everything so damn expensive, nobody can afford it. Oh, yeah, it's perfectly safe. It's perfectly this. It's perfectly that. But nobody can afford it. That's what you don't get. There's a reason why so many people have gone to living on the streets. There's a reason. There's always a reason to stuff. And, of course, over the past week, Joe Biden has declared the pandemic over. He has parted the seas. He has solved the problem, even though, the vaccine stops nothing, even though the CDC now says that a vaccinated person is no different than an unvaccinated person unless you're out into the scared, paranoid little baby world where they're still trying to force you to take Uncle Sam's little prick. Why are you going to force? How can you force something on somebody that's not even remotely close to even half effective? And study after study is popping up. There's more studies showing children damaged by this. children who, over the course of 3 years, have only had 1,000 approximate deaths because of the Rona. But we're going to risk myocarditis, ruining them for life. We're going to risk, look, another person died suddenly the other day, 51. There's all these people just dropping dead, yet they're still forcing this on people. They even said the new one hasn't been tested, but they're still forcing this on people. You've got to have this to live your life, even though it's going to kill you. But you got to have it because you got to go along with the regime and follow the science. The science that has been proven wrong over and over and over again. Don't that let that stand in the way of forcing people to take a poison that they don't want to take. Matter of fact, here's an interesting statistic. Of the people who are eligible for their boosters, only 2% have taken that booster. Now, why do you think that is? Is it because it's so good? Is that why? It's so good that only 2% of the people are going to step forward and take it. That's how good it is. Folks, you better start waking up here soon, because it's going to be on your doorstep before you know it. I don't know how they have managed to keep people in their corner. Oh, and of course, it's for the public safety. Well, is it effective? No, it's not effective. Does it stop it? No, it doesn't stop it at all. Does it prevent you from dying? Not that so much that either. Well, then why the hell are we taking it? Why are you pushing a thing that is not effective at all? It's proven not effective. You can look at the numbers. Matter of fact, the more people who are sick now are the vaccinated. And don't forget all these old diseases that are gone that have suddenly popped back up. What did they pop back up for? Anybody got an idea? Why all of a sudden deaths? They're trying to lay this on COVID. But the people who ain't got Uncle Sam's little prick are not the people who are just up and dying. And all of those actors who got on TV and shamed you and called you a grandma killer, you're getting your comeuppance now. You're getting your comeuppance now. You trusted these boobs. You took their poison. You called anybody who questioned it a problem, a grandma killer. You wanted to take my life. You wanted to take my job. You wanted to make me homeless and make me an outcast. But believe me, I'm going to be just as kind to you as you were to me when you all start dropping dead, because you're going to look around you, folks. Look around you. You can't deny the mountain, the stack of evidence that's coming to the surface. You can try to hide it for as long as you want to hide it. You can try to deny it for as long as you want to deny it. But I'm telling you right now, folks, the truth is bubbling to the surface. This poison is going to kill so many more people than the Rona ever did. But you followed the science. You went along, and you were, in many cases, coerced, forced into it. Yes, you were. You were told by people who admitted to lying that it was 100% effective. They even told it. They came right out and said, oh, we knew that wasn't the truth, but we had to get you sheep to follow. And if we told you anything that wasn't 100%, you wouldn't have gone out and got it. But you're okay with that. You're okay with the fact they just flat out lied to you to get you to take it, and you're not going to say a damn thing because you don't want to appear to be insensitive and a grandma killer. I'll tell you who's killing grandma, the government. Yep-er. The government. The world's going crazy, folks. Look, you watch the stock market? You watching what's going on in Russia? And by the way, what happened to monkeypox? Boy, it sure disappeared real quick. It sure did. It's still out there. Ain't nobody talking about it. You know why? Because they cried wolf one damn too many times. Actually, some people are waking up to this nonsense that is going on. This fear-monger. This fear-mongering being spread. You got what I'm saying? Folks, you had better wake up. Your rights are swindling down the drain in the name of safety, a safety which is never going to be obtained because you cannot obtain safety because safety is an illusion. And why do I say it's an illusion? Because you can only be safe for so long, and then eventually everybody dies. So it's you can't run around living in fear your whole life. When we were young, we were taught to be brave. We were taught to be steadfast. And now we're taught to be spineless little wimps who cower at a 99% virus and stay home because the government told us to, cover the face because the government told us to. And then if you were like me and you couldn't wear a mask because I have no balance and it sent me into a vertigo, y'all like, oh, it's so simple. Just put, it's not that simple. Stairs are simple, but are they to a guy in a wheelchair? Do you just go up to him and go, oh, it's simple. Just get up and walk up the stairs. It ain't no different for me. But you didn't give any concern about me. You didn't give any concern about the individual. It's all what you wanted. You called me a grandma killer. You called me all kinds of conspiracy theorists. Well, believe me, I'm going to be just as kind to you when y'all start dropping dead as you've been to me. I'm going to show you just as much compassion as you showed me as you shut me down, you bankrupted me. I'm going to show you just as much compassion. And I know I'm not the only one that feels this way. I know I'm not. There are a lot of people who are now waking up to what you have done to them. And boy, the backlash. They're trying so hard to hide the information. They're trying so hard to not allow it to become apparent what they have done to you. Oh, there's going to be a backlash. There's going to be a real backlash. You better believe that. It's coming. But they let Captain Idiot out of his cage and let him walk and try to think, and he babbles a whole bunch of stuff that they trying to back-talk their way out of. But you can't. You can't. Because he did it, and he said it. And this is what happens. If you watch the videos of him, folks, why in God's name is this babbling boob still president? I'll tell you why. Because he's going to be the scapegoat. When the real stuff hits the fan, he's going to be the scapegoat. He is. And they're going to hang it on him, and they're going to send him off, and they're going to pass it on to the other cackling idiot in the White House, Kamala. I'm telling you. I'm telling you, folks. I cannot believe that there are schools. I think, you know, they ruled in North Carolina that the nurses who follow the doctor's orders there are liable for patients' deaths. Y'all heard what I just said to you, right? Why would they do a thing like that? Why would they do a thing like that? Why would you do a thing like that? The truth will come out. And when it does, there's going to be hell to pay, folks. You've been lied to, but you can't accept that. Your government wouldn't lie. Your government's lied to you your whole damn life. And they get to be more of a liar. They get to be more in your life. They get to be more in control of you. And you just sit there and watch your TV and talk about things that don't make a shit in real life. Because they got you distracted. They got you distracted. And they're already ramping up the next fear campaign. The global warming. They've been trying. Look, don't forget, it was global cooling in the 70s. And now it's global warming. And guess what will happen? Nothing because of us. Because the planet has changed its climate hundreds of times in the past, and we've never been there to change it. It is a natural cycle. It is a long cycle. And it's a cycle we cannot change. But here they are, pushing these battery things. Oh, and by the way, don't forget, now there's story after story saying that plugging your cars at night is destabilizing the grid. Look, this is 2% of the cars in America are putting a load on the grid to the point it's changing the grid, and we ain't even begun to put cars on there. And who decided batteries was the next step? Who decided that? There are a multitude of other fuel options. But electric cars has been decided by the government, and that's where they're putting your eggs all in one basket. I'm going to give you a little homework assignment. Research air-powered cars. There's a guy that's already got a company where he's using compressed air to drive a car. And all you need to fill that up is an air compressor. And it doesn't take hours to do it. And it's not explosive. And if you get an air leak, well, it leaks air. If you got a car with a battery in it, at any moment it can become a couple thousand degree bonfire. So if you're going to drive a Tesla, put a package of wieners in the glove box so when she bursts into flames, you can cook dinner while you wait for the fire department to get there and watch your car burn down to a pile of metal in the streets. Oh, yeah, it's safe. Not to mention the gigantic holes in the ground and the thousands of tons of ores that have to be abstracted from the earth and extracted by big diesel trucks burning gallons per minute and then processed in factories using. You'll never overcome your carbon offset. I did air quotes. Oh, well. Well, first 20 minutes is buzzed by, as usual. When we get back, we'll start delving into stories and see what's out there on the Internet. As always, I do not forget, tomorrow I will be on Proof Show. Finally, trying to make some time. God, it's been hectic on the highway. Haven't had much time. But anyhow, I'll be on Proof Show tomorrow, so catch that. So there we go, first commercial breaks, and of course, my buddy Proof.
Hi, I am Broccoli Man. I want to tell you about the upcoming food shortage. We are going to have a worldwide depression thanks to COVID lockdowns. You need to have a food supply. Don't wait in a food line and get a microchip. You need to grow your own. The easiest and best way is with Ground with a Garden. Ground with a Garden. Grow your own hydroponic garden indoors or outside in a vertical container garden. You all know me. I am serious about my broccoli and non-GMO food. I spend long days fighting globalist crime rings. This gardening solution is easy and does not take a lot of time. Trust me, you will be thankful you did it. That is groundwithagarden.com. Go there today. Protect your family and lessen the effects of the global food shortage. groundwithagarden.com. Paul, where is your letter of recommendation?
Peter the Corinthians hearts are my letter.
Paul, that is utter bull malarkey. Daniel 11:32-36 warned us of the one who will deceive with flatteries, saying that we are free from the law. There is a Freedomizer broadcast called Everlasting Covenant Study Free from Paul. It airs from noon to 3 p.m. Pacific, 1 to 4 Mountain, and 2 to 5 Central every Saturday. Join Rachel Hodge 3 to 6 Eastern Saturdays by calling 319-527-6208.
I will not call 319-527-6208, crafty fellow that I am. I should have caught her with trickery.
No chance, Paul. Everlasting Covenant Study Free from Paul airs noon to 3 Pacific on Saturdays.
Hey everyone, Proof here. Just wanted to ask you guys, are you guys tired of all the mask ordinances that are passing all over the place with people telling you that you're not allowed to buy and sell unless you have a piece of fabric over your face? Well, we sure are tired of it. Please check out realbarefaceislegal.org and help us get together to fight these mask ordinances. You can also find Bareface Is Legal on Facebook, either as a group or a business page. Anyway, help us fight back against these stupid mask mandates. realbarefaceislegal.org.
Earthing, also known as grounding, is the act of touching our body's skin directly to the earth, just like our ancestors did as they slept, sat, and walked on the ground nearly every day of their lives. This simple connection allows Earth's natural negative electrons to enter the human body, pacifying dangerous free radicals, which, if left unchecked, can cause severe damage to cells that can lead to many chronic diseases. Ground Therapy's patented process and suite of products were designed for you to experience all the benefits of grounding in your busy and modern lifestyle. And you'll experience the benefits of grounding within the safety and comfort of your home or office throughout the entire day, just as if you were touching the earth itself.
The information is provided for general informational purposes only. The contents are not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Ground Therapy Incorporated makes no representations about the efficiency, appropriateness, or suitability of any specific tests, procedures, treatments, services, opinions, healthcare providers, or other information that may be contained in or available through the information provided.
Okay, we're back. Back and ready to talk. I'm going through the news. And, wow. When you look at the news, I can understand why people avoid the news. I get it 100%. It's depressing. It's so depressing. Sit there and see the devolution. Devo, that's a good Devo reference. Anybody get that one? The devolution of man. We have crushed the American family. We have destroyed the family unit with Uncle Sam, who flings money out the window to make your life easier. without daddy around. And now we are the new daddy, and there is no discipline, because you can't discipline a child because, why, you might hurt them and damage their ego and actually make them think they're not important, because God knows they're the most important things out there. Man, we are just going backwards as a society. Like this one right here, where is it at? 4 dead and 20 shot, including a 2-year-old boy, as the city's ravaged by violence. I wonder where this could be. Oh, Philadelphia. Oh, that's a Republican stronghold, right? You know, like Chicago, another Democrat stronghold, or San Francisco, or L.A., or Portland, or Seattle, or St. Louis, or Detroit. Why are all the Democrat cities in shambles? Why? You got to ask yourself that. Why are all the Democrat cities in shambles? Huh? Why do they got poop on the streets and needles on the streets and tents on the streets and trash and everywhere that used to be pristine and clean? What's happened? 4 dead and 20 shot. Not only that, there was a Wawa in Philadelphia overrun by these young heathens where they don't have any repercussion because ain't nobody going to whip their asses. Going into a store, destroying other people's hard labor. Oh, it's only staff. Insurance will cover it. That doesn't negate the fact that somebody worked hard to earn that and make it so you little animals can go in there and destroy it. You should be treated like animals. You should be whipped. But no, there's no cash bail. Illinois passed a law where you can damn near, well, you can kill somebody and be out on the street, no bond, no repercussions. And so as you take away repercussions, people are surprised that things get worse. Why would things get worse when you take all the you know, the guardrails down? Just do what you want. Do what feels good. Do what makes you feel good. It makes you feel good to go steal from somebody because you're a godless, soulless person. Just go steal from them. And if they shoot you, you sue them because you was only taking stuff. This is the absurdity that these Democrats are peddling. 20 victims struck by gunfire over the weekend was a 2-year-old boy who was reportedly shot in the back. Where is the outrage? Believe me, if this had been a cop, and believe me, I'm not a fan of the police, not the new police. The old police I was, the new ones not so much. But if this had been a cop that shot a 2-year-old boy, there'd be riots, there'd be people out in the street, there'd be people concerned. But because it's one person shooting another person, they don't give a shit. As their city burns. Why do you think I don't want to go in any big city anywhere for any reason? Because they are godless, soulless people who are running around acting like animals. But you can't call them that because you're insensitive. You don't understand their struggle. I don't give a shit about your struggle. You can behave like a decent human being. You can be in a struggle and still be a decent human being to other human beings. This fact that we just accept this garbage, this absolute deplorable behavior, we accept it, and we're forced to live with it. But you want to take our guns, the lawful citizens, because we're obviously the ones running out here, going into a store, just ripping food off the shelf, act like a damn animal. But you can't call them animals, but they are. They're disgusting, low-life creatures. Every one of them should be rounded up. They should be charged with mob-type activities and put in prison. I don't give a damn if they just took a bag of chips. They should be locked up for at least 5 years. You start doing that, This nonsense will stop. It'll stop real damn quick. But they know there's no consequences. They know they aren't going to have to go home and have dad whip their ass for being a bad kid. They're going to go home and mommy's going to go, oh, he was just one of his friends. He didn't mean nothing by it. No, you should whip his ass good. Every person in that station. Can believe me. They'll remember pain. They need some fear. They need some fear put in them of authority. They fear everything they shouldn't. But they sure don't fear authority anymore. I don't get it. Let me see if I can find that Philadelphia story. The other one. Let's see here. Where is it at? Let's see here. I can't find it right now. Folks, continue down this path. It's going to get much, much worse. And if we have the food shortage that everybody's been talking about, oh, by the way, in the past week, we've had 3 oil refineries burst into flames. And another food processing plant. It's almost like, I'm not saying this is real for you people who would censor me. It's almost like they're trying to make shortages. That's what it's almost like. I mean, I'm sure that this has nothing to do, that's not coordinated. I'm sure it's all by coincidence that this shit's happening. I'm sure it's all by coincidence. Let's see what's at the top of Drudge here. America divided. Gee, I wonder how that happened. You don't get your vax. You're a killer. You don't wear your mask. You're a killer. No, it couldn't be that. These polls that they're putting out, I do not believe. Because they have lied so much to this point. Don't forget, we have been hearing for 6 years on these little parrot boxes. Oh, Trump is done. Trump is finished. Trump is done. Trump's out of the White House. Why don't you find something else to obsess over? Look, I'm not a Trump fan. Like, I'm not, oh, Trump is the greatest thing. No, I am an American. And whoever's in that White House and does a good job, I will support. But the key words there, does a good job. I don't care what their tweets were. I don't care if they said mean things to people. Is the economy good? If the economy is good, then I don't care. You all didn't care that Bill Clinton got a Hummer in the White House. He said, the economy is good. Why should I care? You set the table. Nancy Pelosi can be, go look up her stock trading history. She uses her inside information to make millions. She uses her influence to save her husband. They are elites. They are above you, and they need to be sent home forever and never be allowed in public again. Oh, polls do not show Republican bounce back. What the hell are you? Who the hell are you talking to? It's everywhere. Even people that voted for Biden admit that he's a babbling boob. Keep sowing that story that there's no red wave. You keep sowing it. Because I know one thing. I personally, with a bunch of other people, are sick to death of this nanny state horse pucky that is being forced on us. I'm sick of it. And here's something interesting. I know I want you to think about this. Have you watched the hurricane coverage? Have you been watching that? Have you noticed the forecasting? They have airplanes flying through this. They have satellites watching it. They have radars on the ground monitoring it. Yet they have no clue as to where it's going. Yet these same people can tell you within a tenth of a degree what the temperature is going to be 100 years from now when they have not a single monitoring point watching it. Folks, I ain't lying to you. They are spreading the fear of global warming to take your rights just the way they did with the Rona. And you're going to let them because you're scared, because we're no longer home of, land of the brave, home of the, I always get that backwards, land of the free, home of the brave, whatever. You know what I'm saying? We're not brave anymore. We can't lay claim to that as we cower in our homes with our faces covered because somebody spread fear about a 99% survivable virus, and then everybody who spoke out against it was censored, shut down, and had their rights to free speech taken away. But everything they said was correct and everything you said was wrong. But now, years later, you're just, oh, I'm sorry, we screwed up. We shut down your life. We ruined the world because we were scared. You really need to think about this, folks. And, of course, right after they start talking about the hurricane, they get down in here and, oh, Trump this and Trump that. Folks. He's out of office. If you look, here's the thing, because somebody was trying to tell me, you know, his phone calls. They're trying to make this January 6th into a gigantic insurrection. I watched the video. Did you watch the video? I did. They let them in. I've watched violence. Violence occurred during the BLM riots when buildings burned and everything. I've watched the Democrats occupy the Senate before. I've watched the Democrats stand outside a Supreme Court justice's home and threaten him before. But that one day, you guys are going to ride that like a rented mule because you ain't got nothing. There's a reason nobody's paying attention to your BS, folks. That's because it is exactly that, BS. Exactly that. BS. So, it's your choice. It's your choice. Are you going to keep going on with this nonsense, or are you going to do something? What are you going to do? I really want to know. I really want to know. Well, anyhow, boy, that's just burned by. I got to throw a couple of commercials in here, so we will be right back.
Most people say they hate wearing shoes and would go barefoot if they knew they were allowed. People say it all the time on their social medias, but they are worried that someone will say something to them. So everyone wears the cheapest flip-flops with the least amount of fabric on them. Most people do not even know that it's completely 100% legal to go barefoot into a store. Most people think that driving barefoot is illegal, but it isn't. Driving barefoot actually is safer than wearing most shoes. Going outside barefoot for a walk is one of the healthiest things you could do, but most people are afraid someone will say something. Or they quote the myths and the rumors that their grandma told them years ago. The fact is, there are no laws against driving a car, going to a store, or eating in a restaurant barefoot. So don't give in to bad fashion, hurt heels, or a broken flip-flop. For more information, please check out barefootislegal.org or find us on your favorite social media.
Food Food waste is one of the most easily solvable problems, literally the low-hanging fruit of environmentalism. Pardon the pun, it's my job.
About 20% of all produce never makes it off the farm.
It's because they just look a little funny,
a little weird, but when you cut into it, it's perfectly good food.
It's just a total shame. It's totally good stuff.
We buy ugly produce directly from farms that often would go to waste because supermarkets won't buy it because of how it looks, and we deliver it to people's doors.
Beauty standards for an apple.
This isn't that ugly at all. Like, that's the most common first box, like, complaint we get.
We change that. We educate people. We show them how amazing these fruits and vegetables are.
To have food delivered to your house.
Box of produce every week.
And it's more affordable.
At a very reasonable price.
Cheaper than the grocery store.
I spend a lot less time in grocery stores.
It's an adventure every time that you open your box.
High quality produce.
There's nothing wrong with the produce.
And they taste exactly the same, if not better.
Save those fruits and vegetables that get wasted every year.
And it's delivered to your door, like,
the one. Why wouldn't you do?
Please go to our website, freedomizerradio.live, and sign up for Imperfect Foods today. Use our promo code and get money off your first order. Go ahead and get some organic and all-natural meats, dairy, snacks, breads, and non-GMO produce. Hello, everyone. I want to introduce you to our friends at Marty.com. At Marty, you can stock up on all your pantry items and other household items for way, way cheaper than traditional grocery stores. I like that most of the items are organic. Also, I really dig their 1 cent deal of the day. It changes every single day. I recently snagged a 10-ounce bag of dog treats for Chewbacca for a penny. Normally, they sell on their site for $7.99. With the upcoming fruit shortages, this is my favorite place to stock up on canned goods. If you live in the mountain or Pacific time zones, you need to get with Marty.com, M-A-R-T-I-E.com. Look for our link on our FreedomizerRadio.com website and get a $10 free just because I told you to go there. Marty.com. Great deals, good feels.
Okay, we're back. I'm sitting here going through the news. It's really funny. On a regular basis, these stories pop up about studies because nobody can believe their view of the world without a study to back them up, you know, say they're correct and things like that. It's got a study, and there's things that are obvious, but we still need a study because we got to hear from the experts, because without experts, we can't form any opinion. Everything's just reliant on the experts. But a study, how to maintain peak brain health, says it comes down to these three factors. What is the best way to maintain peak brain health as we age? The keys are exercise, diet, physical exercise, social activity, and strong, passionate interests and hobbies. That's the secret to brain health. So sitting on your couch watching mindless boob tube is not on the list. What most Americans do. And then they go, why are we so unhealthy? You go, girl. 650 pounds looks good on you. Why am I unhealthy? I have no idea. It's obviously not your weight, because weight can be whatever you want it to be. And we can't fat shame anybody because, you know, that's not right. We would rather have them just be enormous whales and die of obesity and heart problems and all the other. Oh, and by the way, 80% of the people who were obese who got the Rona died. Huh. I thought that was healthy. Well, that's just me criticizing. Who am I to judge, right? Hey, folks, I lost 80 pounds over the past year and a half. I put the weight on because I had to take pills for, steroids. Taking them, though, that they just wire your appetite wide open. And as soon as I got off, I lost that weight because I don't need a study to tell me that being overweight is unhealthy. The fact that you need one is silly. Folks, look around you. Who do you think is healthier? A person who is at the correct BMI or somebody who's 300 pounds? I don't care what you weigh. I really don't. Weigh as much as you want. You eat as much as you want. You live your life the way you want to live it. But when you start getting sick, don't come crying to me about how it's somehow unfair. No. Study after study shows that exercise fixes so many human problems, it's not even funny. And the social activity, I understand why people isolate themselves. I do the same just so I don't have to deal with people's horse shit. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, that's not good. We should be able to go out in a social setting, but there's so many of these little nattering nannies that just destroy any kind of fun. And if you say the wrong thing, oh, my God, you might offend somebody. And it says in this study, it's common knowledge that spending all day on the couch isn't healthy for your body. No, it's not. No, it's not. It's not common knowledge. It used to be common knowledge, but it isn't anymore. An active lifestyle helps to develop central nervous system and counteract the aging of the brain. So doing exactly the opposite of what Americans do is healthy. And why is our health declining? Oh, let's see what this is. Oh, here we go. Look at this. Factory jobs are booming like it's the 1970s. The resurgence has not been driven by companies bringing back factory jobs that move overseas, nor the brawny industrial sectors and regions. Our engine of recovery are pharmaceutical plants, craft breweries, and ice cream makers. This story touts the return of American production because of pharmaceutical plants, craft breweries, and ice cream. We don't make cars. We don't make tractors anymore. Oh, there's a resurgence in factory jobs if you want to make beer or ice cream or drugs. Oh, my God. Yep, that's definitely, boy, go Biden. Go Biden. Thanks for creating more pharmaceutical jobs to screw up your lives. You look around, folks. Go check. Don't believe me. Go check. Do your research. In the top three causes of death in America every single year is medical malpractice. Yet our factory resurgence is pharmaceutical companies to make more pills so you can sit and listen to a commercial, tell you 10 seconds why it's good, and spend the rest of the commercial mumbling about how it makes stuff leak out of your butt. It might make you gamble. It might make you sick. It might make you die. But hell, at least your skin looks clear. What a comeback. What a comeback. Man, the world's in a great place. Oh, and of course, the stock market it's a great economy. It's a great economy. We can't find workers. It's a great economy. Buildings burned down. It's a great economy. Stock market's trashing. It's a great economy. It's a great, another summer of recovery brought to you by the boob. Remember? Remember when Biden and Obama were in the White House and the economy just sputtering and sputtering and sputtering? And every year, it's the summer of recovery. It's the summer of recovery, and it never recovered. Like I said, I'm not a Trumper, but damn it, we had a good economy when he was in there. Until the Democrats shut down, like dictators, the economy over a virus that wasn't deadly. And here we are, reaping it, or reaping what we've sown. The world's ugly right now. Now, I said long before everybody said, it's the 70s again, that what we were experienced was the 70s, like when Mr. Peanut was in office. And now we're going to suffer some more stuff. Because go in history, folks. Go back to right before World War II broke out and take a look. Take a look at the world right before World War II broke out. Because, see, I'm going to point this out yet one more time. All of the great losses in life over the history of the earth has been governments causing it. Millions dead due to communism. But we don't dare speak of that. Millions dead because of wars started by governments. And here we are again. The governments have bankrupted themselves. They have spent themselves into a corner that they cannot work their way out of. And so what do? It's time to go to war. Wipe out the debts, reset the planet, kill a bunch of people. And everybody will point their fingers at their fellow man when the one place the finger needs to be pointed is at government. Governments are never, ever held responsible for their actions. As close as they came was the Nuremberg trials. And we've forgotten that because we allowed Fauci to sell his snake oil and force it on everybody so that Pfizer, a highly owned stock by politicians, could make billions with a B in profit. Now, don't worry about that. Don't worry about that. It has nothing to do with what's going on. Nothing at all. Don't you fret. Don't you fret. I'm telling you, folks. And look around the world. Stock market's falling. Look what happened in Britain. The pound is tanking. It's just on. And while we're talking about Europe, okay. They led the way in that green technology. You know, they put the windmills and the little stuff up all over the place and the little solar panels and all that stuff like that. And lights out, ovens off. Europe preps for winter energy crisis. Putin's fault. This is Putin's fault. Because he cut off their gas. Well, they got all those renewables. Well, they shouldn't need gas. Why when Putin cuts off the gas, is it a problem? I mean, you got windmills and you got solar and you got all that stuff. Why is it? Because fossil fuels prop up these other fuels. Whether you want to believe it or not, whether you like it or not, we are still a fossil fuel planet. And see, I don't, if you really want to get to it, If we can make a car that makes 1,000 horsepower and sell it, we can sure as hell make a car get 100 miles to the gallon and sell it. And I'm not talking no damn Prius, neither. I'm talking a pure gasoline car that gets 100 miles a gallon. It's there. They just won't do it. Because if you can make a small engine make 1,000 horsepower, you can make a small engine get gas mileage. And Europe's getting set to eat a whole bunch of humble pie because they've closed their coal plants. They've closed their gas plants. And now they're sitting over there trying to count on this green BS that wasn't ready for prime time, was never meant to be the sole source of power. But because they said so, the people who are stupid, who suffer no consequences, because they said so, we're going to do it, right? Right? Follow your leaders, because they're so intelligent. They're saying there's a 750% increase in electricity bills since the beginning of the year. How's that green working out for you? Because you're spending a lot of green, that's for sure. Wow. And, of course, Ukraine, you know, we've got, they say Putin's over there threatening nuclear war. I'm surprised. Oh, what happened to the 24th where the German guy said you're going to remember it? Again, fear-mongering. Keep them scared. Keep them running. Keep the next crisis coming. Keep everybody in turmoil, because as long as you have them in turmoil, they will listen to your idiot plans and follow them like good little sheeple. I'm telling you, folks. This is funny. I want you to listen to this. And the reason I want you to listen to this, I want you to understand that schools are requiring Uncle Sam's little prick to attend. Colleges are requiring Uncle Sam's little prick to attend. This story, FDA vaccine advisor warns healthy young people should not get the new COVID booster. He says it's unfair to make them take a risk after data suggests the shot was not effective as first batch. That's the FDA vaccine advisor. The truth has gotten so big that they can no longer ignore it. People are dying in large numbers from this. You're not allowed to talk about it. They still want to force it down your throat, even though it's highly 35 deaths shut down a vaccine before. We're well into the 40 and 50,000 deaths. Another person died of unknown causes just yesterday, 51. But no, it's not Uncle Sam's little prick. It just popped up. Probably the Rona, even though everybody who suddenly died is vaxxed. But you can't say that. Shut up, take your poison, be happy with it. And it says the CDC has reported that the old vaccine has side effects like myocarditis. What? Censor the CDC. Take away their Twitter account. Cover up this story, because obviously they're spreading misinformation. The newly developed, not tested, called a bivalent vaccine, is a cocktail. Oh boy, those are Those are words I like thrown around when you're talking about something you're going to stick in my body. A cocktail of the original coronavirus strain combined with parts of the Omicron BA4 and BA5 and BAA subvariants. I added the BAA subvariant. And then they said the old vaccine has side effects like myocarditis, inflammation of the heart, pericarditis, inflammation of the heart's outer lining. But sure, it's safe, even though we didn't test it. The one before it sucked, the new one that we haven't tested, we're sure is not going to be as sucky as the first one. So go ahead, get a line, get that poison jabbed into you, and maybe you'll make it. Maybe you won't. But at least you won't die from the Rona. And because Italy is swinging to the right, it's the rise of the neo-fascist Italy. Folks, the only people who act like fascists are you damn Democrats, where you go in there and sign with your little pen like a dictator and tell people to go home and be afraid and not and can't spend time with their kids and their family and people died alone. And then you go a year later and go, oops, we were wrong. But it's the right side that's the neo-fascists, the ones who wanted you to have a choice whether you wanted to wear a mask, the one who wanted to have your choice whether you want to take this poison. Oh, they're the fascists. Y'all don't know what fascism is. Damn idiots is what you are. I don't get it. Once hot fake meat sees sales slide on price as being too woke. See, if you look around, you see things that let you understand where we're at. Go out to a store and look at the prices. This is your homework, part of it. Go out to a store, look at the prices on the shelf. Look at how high priced everything healthy is and how low priced everything shitty is. They want you eating garbage. They want you unhealthy. Why? Because then you depend on them. If you can't support yourself, you depend on the government. Then they become needed, and that guarantees that they will have a position where they can make $175,000 a year and become filthy millionaires in 2 or 3 years because of all the payoffs they get. It is. It's truly sad, folks. Oh, well, we're going to take our last break so that we will have the last part of the show to talk about what we want to talk about. It's amazing how fast it trips by. It is amazing how fast it just flies by. It really amazes me how 90 minutes can disappear so fast. Here we go, folks. Last round of commercials.
Most people say they hate wearing shoes and would go barefoot if they knew they were allowed. People say it all the time on their social medias, but they are worried that someone will say something to them. So everyone wears the cheapest flip-flops with the least amount of fabric on them. Most people do not even know that it's completely 100% legal to go barefoot into a store. Most people think that driving barefoot is illegal, but it isn't. Driving barefoot actually is safer than wearing most shoes. Going outside barefoot for a walk is one of the healthiest things you could do, but most people are afraid someone will say something. Or they quote the myths and the rumors that their grandma told them years ago. The fact is, there are no laws against driving a car, going to a store, or eating in a restaurant barefoot. So don't give in to bad fashion, hurt heels, or a broken flip-flop. For more information, please check out barefootislegal.org or find us on your favorite social media.
Hello, my name is Christy Rose, and I'm the co-host of Mental Acumen here on Freedomizer Radio. I was trained as a health coach at the world's largest nutrition school, the Institute for Integrative Nutrition. I want to support you on your journey to a healthy mind-body connection. I believe the healthcare system is broken, and we need to play an active role in improving our health. We need to take a proactive approach to wellness. If you've struggled to lose weight or to maintain your weight, please consider reaching out to me because I was trained to look at people as individuals and to address the whole body and mind at once. Our bodies are more intelligent than our minds, and they try to scream for help in ways such as depression, acne, and fatigue. I can help you using natural holistic methods to get to the root issues and decrease or eliminate symptoms. I offer a free initial health history consultation, so please visit my website for more information or to schedule an appointment at coachchristie.com. That's coachchristie.com.
Hello, Freedomizers. I am Broccoli Man. When I am not fighting crime, I listen to the Proof Negative radio show.
I am the Wire Ripper. Not only do I forbid you to listen to Freedomizer Radio and the Proof Negative radio show, I am going to demand you wear a mask and get your naked body scan. We need to protect the one world government. You getting the real information hurts a crime syndicate. Do not listen to Proof Negative. You must now disrobe this instant so I can check your person for a constitution or cash money.
Anyway, listen to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio. Weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern. 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. FreedomizerRadio.com.
I've heard stories from teachers in classes where their students are grounded that they have half the level of referrals for discipline. Some students who were in tears because they were experiencing success when before they were experiencing failure with their behavior and discipline. I've heard stories from teachers with autistic children who have been grounded, where they have less of what they call the meltdowns. And the meltdowns are less frequent and shorter, and they come back into the classroom, and they're learning more than they had learned prior to the grounding. It's amazing what happens, not just with the teacher at the front of the class, but what can happen with the student sitting in the class. And just think if every single student and every single teacher in every single classroom in every single school across this whole world was grounded.
The information is provided for general informational purposes only. The contents are not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Ground Therapy Incorporated makes no representations about the efficiency, appropriateness, or suitability of any specific tests, procedures, treatments, services, opinions, healthcare providers, or other information that may be contained in or available through the information provided.
When the enemy comes into your life like a flood, stand your ground. And take your sword out in Luke 10. And go eyeball to eyeball with him and tell him, I have been given the authority to tread on snakes and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm me. Stand your ground. When he tries to use one of his main tactics, which is fear, tell him, for God has not given me the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Stand your ground. When he thinks you're down, tell him, I'm not down, Satan. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Stand your ground. When he tells you you're a loser, tell him, I am the head and not the tail. When the enemy comes after you, tell him, Isaiah 54, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Stand your ground. When he whispers in your ear and tells you you can't do this, throw Philippians 4:13 to him. I am able to do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Stand your ground.
You know I got to play that one. My favorite commercial, folks. Stand your ground. Quit living in fear. But the funny thing is, I switched over on my phone. I don't know if you have the Conservative News Daily app. The funny thing is, if you look at Drudge, and then you looked at conservative news daily, you would swear to God they were two different countries being talked about. You would. But remember I told you about people not getting the boosters? CDC data reveals that very few eligible Americans have gotten their booster. About 4.4 stupid Americans still believe that Uncle Sam's little prick can save them. That's approximately 2%. Now, if you follow the bell curves on life, you know that there's a certain amount of American that's dumb, and we're seeing them. There are the Charlie Browns that are lining up for their 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th booster. They're saying they're effective for 2 months, maybe 3, and then you need another one. So you got to plan on being sick from your jab every 3 months to avoid being sick with a thing that will get you sick once. So are you going to stand up? The old boosters will no longer be available. The primary series of vaccines will remain the same or based on the original Wuhan COVID. Oh, we can say that now? I thought naming where it came from was racist. I guess if you're CDC director, you can. And they're formulated to better protect against the COVID variant, as the last one was obviously a failure. You knew it was going to be a failure. You lied to everybody and told them it was going to be 100% effective. And now you're surprised that after you've cried wolf, after you've given people this garbage that's killing them, that nobody wants your poison anymore. You're surprised. I'm telling you, folks. So I'm looking down Conservative News Daily, and I'm trying to, okay. Now, and this is what I'm talking about, the news, watching the news, and getting many sources. If you watch the lamestream media, they're saying most Americans are not for shipping illegal immigrants to Democrat-led cities. Yet, if you come on Conservative News Daily, it says a majority of Americans support sending illegal immigrants to Democrat-led cities. And that was funny. That Martha's Vineyard video, that was hilarious. Don't have the facilities to care for. Yeah, you do. Y'all got hundreds of empty rooms in your mansions. Why is your wall around your mansion so important? Huh? Why don't you, if you expect us to live within our communities, why can't they live in your community? Because you're the elite rich, and you support these things because they'll never come to your doorstep. It's just for the dweebs that live on the border. They got to deal with that. You don't, in your rich, exclusive neighborhood, where if an immigrant's walking down the street, the police will pull up and summarily remove him because he's not allowed to be there in your little precious little enclave where all you and your rich buddies go to escape the bullshit policies that you've foisted on the rest of America. Because you got the money to isolate yourself from what you're forcing the rest of us to live with. I'm telling you, folks. Let's see what they say. 8 key House races that could flip this November. So the House, they're feeling that they can flip enough seats to get. Look, I'll put it to you this way. If ever there was an election, and I'm a person who votes Libertarian, if ever there was an election to vote a straight Republican ticket, this is it. And I know they're going to try to scare you with this abortion thing. The Supreme Court did not strike down abortion. They returned it to the states. Would you get it right? It should be in the states. Actually, it should be nowhere. Is my body my choice, right? I agree with that. You shouldn't be able to force me to get a vaccine. I shouldn't be able to force you to kill your baby. I mean, let your baby live. I'm for your right to have. I'm for your right to kill your baby. Because guess who's not going to have to deal with that? Me. That one's on you. You will deal with this. That's why I want the wording to be correct. You're not aborting a fetus. You are killing a baby. But I'm for your right to kill your baby because it's your body. But you will live with the consequences. You will face your decision one day, not me. I'm for your body, your choice. I'm for it. And that includes the vaccine. And that includes all this other garbage they're trying to force on you. So we're rolling down to conservative. It's like reading about two different countries. It really is. Because if you look at the lib news, it's all great. Well, we got manufacturing coming back. Oh, sure, it's drugs and ice cream and, you know, stuff like that. Not anything that's really useful. You know, like chips and tractors and, you know, equipment. We got pharmaceuticals and ice cream and beer. Damn. That'll build a major economy. A major economy. No, Beto O'Rourke blames Biden for Latino voters' rightward shift. No, they just woke up to the fact that you Democrats only think about them at election time and never really do anything to improve their lives. This stuff is crazy, folks. The leftist plot against election deniers. See, this is their favorite thing. You're a climate denier. That sounds so negative. No, I'm informed. Election. Look, watch 2,000 Mules and tell me that election wasn't rigged. Because you cannot watch that movie and then believe this election wasn't rigged. Oh, boy. Update. Okay. Now we got an FBI whistleblower accuses Bureau of violating constitutional rights of America. You think? They were involved in trying to smear a presidential candidate. Again, I'm not a fan of Trump, but the law is the law. They put spies and tapped his. This makes Watergate look like child's play, but because the Democrats did it, because the mainstream media is with them, you will follow their idiotic lead. I'm telling you, folks, we're going on a spiral. We are going in a spiral. And if ever there was a time to go back to our roots that made us great, now is it. Do you realize one of the biggest things that stands between a person and starting a business is the thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars that must be spent on permits and fees, which are taxes? You realize that? Because you need to. You need to realize what's happening, folks. You better wake up. And you better wake up soon. This is not the government that we were intended to have, one that tells us that the next car is going to be electric because they have decided so. They have decided so. That will be the next car. When in the past, markets used to determine everything. See, everybody forgets that the original cars were electric. Yep, they were. The original cars were electric. And why did the original cars go from electric and fade from electric to something else? Because the something else was better. And it still is. And it will be. Don't forget that all these electric cars weigh enormous amounts and tear up tires and highways and electrical grids. Let's see what else is in here. Macy's to hire more than 41,000 workers for holiday shopping season. This is, I'm looking down there. It's the difference between night and day. Do that. Do yourself a favor. Open up, you know, Conservative News Daily and compare it to Drudge. Compare it to Facebook, and you will see glaring differences in how this world is viewed. So let's go over to Facebook news. Of course, Hurricane Ian. It's like this is September, almost October, and the first hurricane is about to make landfall in the United States. Yeah, this late in the season. I thought the weather was supposed to get more extreme. I thought that this was the heating of the oceans was going to fuel mega hurricanes. Maybe not. Oh, here's the other end. Daytona motorcyclist fatally shot in road rage gunfight. Folks, I'm gonna admit something to you here. I have suffered many bouts of road rage. I'm not proud of it. It is something that I'm working on. But if you look around the country, the rage exploding from people, where do you think that's coming from? Coming from somewhere. It's coming from somewhere. And folks, you really should. I've got to the point where I just ignore people. I know that's hard. I never thought I would do it, but I am now. We need to get back to being a more decent society. We've got to the point where young kids feel it's okay to flip off adults. And then that's not going to turn into any bad behavior when they get older. Certainly not. Certainly not. A Miami man was charged with murder Sunday following a road rage incident that took place that night. He's being held without bail. I'm telling you, people. They are tearing this society down step by step by step. Oh, look at this. Look at this. Green group influencing Biden administration has deep ties to the Chinese government. Well, would you look at that? Huh. Huh, maybe his son brokered that deal. and made sure that the big guy got his cut. Like I said, this is only appearing on certain news sites. The lamestream Democrat-controlled media that all these little pussy-whipped guys want to be the mainstream. They actually want to bring back the fairness doctrine. See, the fairness doctrine is equivalent to Facebook censors. We never should have censored speech. Everything that was censored has turned out to be true. If we'd been allowed to speak it sooner, maybe we could have turned this sham shit show around. But we didn't, because we censored them. We got away from our First Amendment rights, because that is for speech you don't agree with. But here we are. Here we are. China's leaders are sending a clear signal that China's shift from fossil fuels to clean energy is accelerating. Bullshit! They are the biggest carbon producers in the world right now, so don't give me that they're going green, because they're not. Oh, well. What can I say? Oh, well, folks, the time is drawing near for the show to end. Hope you find me on the internet, educatedredneck.com. Has my tour schedule. We are currently touring the Pacific Northwest till December. If you feel the urge, come out to a show. I don't talk a lot of politics in my show. I talk funny stuff. This is where I get my politics out. But I hope you'll check out the Jokers and Jesters, and we'll be releasing a new special next year on Amazon Prime. Of course, I'll be on another couple of talk shows. I'll be on Proof Show tomorrow. I believe at 6 o'clock I will be on Proof Show. Also, you can see that I speak on numerous radio shows, and so feel free. Feel free to catch me on another platform at another time doing other shows. But I truly appreciate if you're listening. I truly appreciate you if you would share it. I hope we can turn this country around and get into being free again, being brave again, being forthright. That any way you look at it, what's going to happen is what's going to happen. So once again, it's time to ride off into the sunset. And if you're listening to this, you are the Resistance.